You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish, Inc. And my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors. I still think we need a jingle for your name.
I know, right? We should. It'd be fun. It could be a challenge for the audience to write a jingle.
Exactly. And our guest today is, we haven't had anybody from the Restore on in a while.
No, we haven't.
So I'm excited. Yes. Carmela Garcia, manager for the Restore,
Thank
is
you for
here.
Having me. I'm excited to be here.
I know. We've had this planned for a long time, so I'm really excited. I'm really excited that she's here today.
And she's a newbie.
She is a newbie, yeah. So the hazing will begin.
No,
just kidding. Nothing to be nervous about.
No.
So tell us a little bit about Restore, kind of how it came to be. As we discussed during the break, which I think most people know, Habitat for Humanity has been around here in Monroe County since the mid-'80s.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's been around a lot. They've built lots of houses. And I don't know, how long ago did Restore start?
Restore started 10 years ago as a fundraising arm for Habitat for Humanity. Mm. We accept donations from the public of gently used or new building materials or household items, pretty much anything you can imagine that you could use to build or furnish a home.
Mm-hmm.
We resell these items back to the public at steep discounts. We take a minimum of 50% off what you would find in retail stores.
Right.
Usually it's a lot more than that. And the funds that we raise through those sales, we use to sponsor Habitat Homes in Bloomington.
Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome. I know I donate to the Restore, mm-hmm.
yep.
and I shop at the Restore.
Thank you.
I think my most recent purchase was a toilet.
Oh, very good.
We have lots of toilets. Yeah. They're usually $5 a pop.
Wow.
I think I paid more.
Oh. A special one then.
Well, actually, it's probably been about a year, but toilets are a hot commodity. I just want to tell you that.
Funny.
You wouldn't think this,
no.
But I went there one day to buy a toilet specifically, and there were three toilets there.
That's it.
And they all three, I didn't even get my first choice. I was calling my husband to talk about which one I wanted, and somebody else took the one
That's
I wanted.
That's funny.
It happens fast at Restore. We have very quick turnaround.
It does. It is amazing. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, the Restore. I mean, like you said, it's building materials. I mean, you can find a flooring there.
Right. Yep. Shingles, windows, doors. We have appliances. Mm-hmm. We sell furniture and housewares, home decor. Pretty much everything that goes in or on a home, mm-hmm. you can find at Restore.
Mm-hmm. What about paint?
We do sell paint.
Okay.
We accept donations of unopened cans of paint. Mm-hmm. We try to avoid it if it's been opened because
it
can dry out.
Sure.
But definitely paint. Our biggest selling items are definitely refrigerators. So if you're redoing your kitchen and you've got an old fridge that mm-hmm. you don't need anymore, please give us a call. We can do free pickups for large items like that. All appliances in general are pretty big sellers.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Complete kitchen cabinet sets, especially if they're newer, mm-hmm. those sell really quickly, sometimes
sure.
within the hour of getting them on the floor.
Yeah, I have a friend who actually, and it's a friend of yours as well, who has a complete set of cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
They were in their garage. I think they're in a storage unit now, waiting to redo their kitchen.
I love it.
But they saw them a while back,
uh-huh.
and they're like a blonde mm-hmm. wood.
They got them at Restore?
They did.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
They did.
That's very exciting.
They did. But we just need to get them hung now.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny. I actually have a client recently who redid a really cute bungalow house with all things from the Restore.
Wow.
I mean, they just and it was beautiful. I mean, it's really cool and eclectic, and it's like, yeah, I got all of this at the Restore. He's like, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. There's also a new church in Bloomington called Portico Church. They just opened on West 3rd over by Roly Poly,
mm-hmm.
and they got a lot of their stuff from Restore. They created a coffee bar using lumber and wood trim that
mm-hmm.
they found at Restore.
Wow.
They have lighting that they found
mm-hmm.
at Restore, a giant coffee urn.
Right.
That
yeah.
they found there. So it's really exciting to be able to provide the community with unique items at affordable prices.
Yeah. I was going to say, and sometimes it's unique. I thought you were going to tell me they got their pews there, because I know there was a time there were 10 or 12 sets of pews there for a while, because I go in there quite often. I'm not going to lie. And so I was like, I thought you were going to say, oh, they got all their pews there. And I was like, who would think?
Yeah, definitely.
Can furnish a church.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it should be. I think what's nice is that they do such a good job of promotion in the community, and people are so aware that it becomes the first resource for people.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even people who are remodeling, it's like, you can take all this to Restore.
You don't have to throw it away. You don't have to worry about what am I going to do with all of these cabinets when I'm done.
Yeah.
And just give us a call. We'll come.
And that's one of the things that I was going to say is about cabinets in particular. They are people want cabinets because they might be finishing a basement and they don't want to buy brand new cabinets necessarily, so they want to have something used. So if you take them out properly instead of demolishing them like you see on the home improvement shows, most cabinets have good life left.
Right.
And if you take them out by unscrewing them from the wall or the floor, you will come and pick up all of the cabinetry, even the countertops.
Yeah. So.
And we're usually pretty good about being able to get out in a timely manner, usually within a couple of days, depending on the time of year. August is a little difficult.
Sure.
So definitely give us some notice in August because everyone's moving and building and remodeling in August. But for the rest of the year, especially if you're on the south side, we can swing by your place pretty quickly and do a pickup.
Well, I think it's interesting, too. It should be a good resource for people if you're redoing a period home. Like a mid-century modern, I mean, there's a lot of people who really love that and some people who hate it. So if you're remodeling and updating your kitchen, you should go to, you should get rid of those cabinets to Restore because somebody else will want them.
Exactly. Oh,
because you can't reproduce those things anymore.
No.
And we've had some really wonderful stories of people finding affordable things at Restore.
Yeah.
Last Christmas, we had a family come in from out of town and they said that they had come up to have Christmas dinner at their grandmother's house. And when they got there, they found out that her stove wasn't working.
Oh, no.
So they went to Restore. They bought her a $30 stove as a Christmas gift, and they were able to have Christmas dinner as a result. So that stuff really touches me because, yes, we're raising money to build homes with Habitat for Humanity in Monroe County, but we also have this really wonderful perk of being able to provide these things at very low cost to families on budgets.
Well, it's just a win-win for everyone because it's a green way to save the environment, too.
Exactly. We have, in the past 10 years, diverted over 1 million pounds of usable items from the landfill.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, and the other thing that, this is kind of one of those things that people, I know I have other friends that go there, and they go there looking for projects.
Oh, yeah.
They look at how they can repurpose things. Like, one of my friends made a coat rack out of various, like she just got a nice piece of wood. I don't know if she got that at Restore, but then she ended up using like old doorknobs and old different kinds of things for the hooks.
Right.
I've done that myself, actually. I have a coat rack in my house that is just a piece of wood trim I got at Restore and cute little cabinet knobs that I put on there. Mm-hmm. And I also repurposed some old shutters and hung them on my wall, and I clothespin pictures to them, concert tickets.
Oh.
I hang my sunglasses in there. There are a lot of really cute things that you can do. I've heard of people making benches out of headboards or making headboards out of bifold doors. There's just a million cute little DIY projects that you can do at Restore.
Oh, that's a good Pinterest board then.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think Restore should have their own Pinterest
board
probably.
We're working on it.
That would be awesome because I think that would be perfect for something like that. We should talk a little bit about where it is. You said on the south side, but why don't you talk about where it's located right now.
We are at 2450 South Henderson, which is just north of the Henderson Winslow intersection. We're right behind the Village Pantry there on the corner.
So just south of South High School.
Exactly.
So it's in the old Comcast building.
That's what I was
going to say. People have been around Bloomington a while. It used to be a Comcast building.
We still get people coming in trying to pay their bills.
Do you really?
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Wow.
That's funny.
Yeah, that should not be happening. Yeah. I mean, it hasn't been that for a long time because you've been there how many years now?
I think it was spring of 2012 when we moved there. So a couple of years.
Yeah.
Almost three.
Because they were, before they were over by off
North
of
17th.
What? Yeah, 11th Street.
11th,
off of 11th Street. Yes. Yeah, so, well, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Carmela about the Restore.